This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of the things that holds us back from taking action is the pain of past failures. Failure is no fun. We invest time, we invest effort, we invest energy with hope of something good. And when that doesn't happen, it's really easy to feel like we've wasted all of those things. And so, as failure builds up, it's almost as if the cumulative effect becomes too much to handle, and the thought of dealing with one more hope being dashed by failure is something that can just be too much. And it makes it difficult to take action because we just can't bear one more failure. So today, we're going to tap for when we feel like we can't take action because the failures have gotten too big and too much. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we move from tapping point, just repeat after me. Failure is no fun. I hate failure. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting effort. I hate wasting energy. And at a certain point, failure becomes exhausting. Failure becomes too much to bear. And the thought of having to go through one more failure, especially for something that I have my hopes up for, is just too much. Is just too hard. And so I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to take action. I don't want to put forth effort. Only to have it end in pain one more time. It is too much for me to even bear. But I recognize in the face of failure, it is not all bad. It is not all overwhelming. It is not all too much. As much as failure sucks, staying stuck sucks more. Staying right here is more painful. Failure is a possibility. And I don't want to have to endure it again. But I recognize the fact. I have lived through failure before. Not all failure has been the end of the world. And some failure has set up future success. I give myself permission to take action. Knowing that I can survive failure. Knowing that success is worth risking failure. Knowing that I don't want to stay here forever. And therefore, I can and should and must take action.